This is Cross Hope, a daily word of hope and inspiration with Randy Snyder, Senior Minister of Crossview Christian Church. Now, with today's message from Cross Hope, here's Randy Snyder.
Those of you that take notes, I want you to number 1 to 5. I'm just going to give you 5 things where people run to. Number 1, people try to run to a place. People try to run to a place. And I think that some people think that physically there is a place I can go, I can get away from the Lord. When our daughter moved to Germany, I remember having this moment of thinking, oh my goodness, I'm in Germany. That's so far away, 4,500 miles, I think, to where they live, from Atlanta to Stuttgart. And I said, that's so far. And then I read a scripture that literally warmed my heart. It says this, the arm of the Lord is not too short to save. You know what that means? You got a son or daughter in Germany or anywhere, in any part of the country or any part of the world, the arm of the Lord's not too short to have a hand on them. Nobody can get away from the Lord because of a place, even though people try to do that. Number 1, people run to a place. I think some people, number 2, run to a job. A job can oftentimes be an opportunity or a venue to escape from the Lord, to flee from the Lord. I got things to do, man. I've got responsibilities. I got places to go. I got people to see. And sometimes a job, I really believe, can be a way of escaping from the Lord. And it can be used as an excuse to say, well, I wish I could be there with the Lord, but I can't. You see, I've got a job. I've got this job. Number 3, I think some people point to an activity, and that activity becomes the venue for fleeing the Lord. Well, we're so busy with this activity, with this situation, and we can all do it. It's not limited to a handful of people. Everybody's got activities. Everybody's busy in 2014, if you haven't figured that out yet. Everybody's busy. I haven't met a man or woman in the last 5 years that's not busy with things they've got to do, places they have to go and things they have to do. That's normal for all men and women here in this room. But we use an activity to flee from the Lord. This may surprise you, but I think some people use a relationship. Some people use a relationship to get away from the Lord. This may surprise you, but I think that some people use affairs as an opportunity. It's an opportunity to get away from the Lord because they've got him to think about. They've got her to think about. And I got stuff going on with him. I got stuff going on with her. And so that becomes the venue. That becomes the area of running from the Lord. So I think a relationship can even be an opportunity to avoid the Lord. The last one is the word addiction. I believe you can have an addiction that you use as the cover to flee from the Lord. It can be to alcohol. It can be a drug-related addiction. It can be a sex addiction. Whatever you want to talk about. And those addictions can be the venue for running from the Lord. I'm going to flee from the Lord like Jonah. I'm going to flee from the Lord like Jonah. I found out something about Jonah that here he was, a Jewish man, told to preach to a pagan people and tell them they've got 40 days to repent or else, and he didn't want to do it. One commentator says this, the Assyrians had no use for the Jews, and the Jews hated the Assyrians. They hated them for their bloodthirsty cruelty. They hated them for their idolatry. They hated them for their arrogance. For a Jewish man to be told by God to go to preach to Nineveh was repugnant. Now, this is a strong sentence, but I want you to listen to it anyway. As far as Jonah was concerned, Nineveh could go straight to hell. As far as Jonah was concerned, Nineveh could go straight to hell. Go ahead, Lord, push the button, open the trap door, let them fall down into the pit. That's how Jonah felt about Nineveh.
You have been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information or to listen to or download a copy of today's message, go to crosshope.org. That web address again is www.crosshope.org. Be sure to tune in each weekday at this same time to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. This program has been a production of Cross Hope Ministries.